I'm Cheryl Corley in Chicago. This city didn't get anywhere near the amount of snow that slammed the East Coast, but it was more than enough for Carolyn Feck to grab her neighbor's shovel and try to clear out her car.
It was probably a good foot of drift. It was all drift.
More than a foot of snow had fallen in a 24-hour period, a February record for Chicago. And the moment snow is even mentioned in a forecast, the city starts getting ready.
We say when the snow hits the road, we know our people are going to be there and we're going to get the job done.
Matt Smith, the spokesman for Chicago's Streets and Sanitation Department, says more than 275 snow trucks plowed Chicago streets. The city learned from huge blizzards in 1967 and in 1979 that left cars in snow graveyards and sent a mayor who botched snow removal packing. The result, a set of winter parking bans. From December to April, many major streets are off limits from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m., whether there's snow or not.
So that the city doesn't come to a standstill.
And if you park there,
you will be towed and impounded, and we are merciless on that.
The cost for violators, a $50 ticket, a $150 towing fee, plus a $10 daily storage fee. The other restriction bans parking on even more streets if there's more than 2 inches of snow on the ground. For drivers like Stephanie Fatakis, it's the neighborhood traditions that count most. She's trying to get her car out of a tight spot she wedged into overnight.
Sometimes you get lucky where you kind of try to follow the tire tracks of another person to get into a spot.
Next, if somebody is stuck, help them out. Fatakis did get a push from a few folks walking down the street. And lastly, there's the tradition for some of treating a space they've cleared like it's private real estate, never mind that it's illegal. Rennie Bracey, who was clearing the street outside his home, said people leave anything to mark the spot.
Put the little carts and crates and stuff in here. And so, you know, you don't want to do that because then they end up people fighting and swearing at each other and everything.
And that's why Bracey was shoveling enough spots for his neighbors, too. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.